Okay, Hilchos Chanukah, Taf Resh Ayin Zayin, Din Ach Sinai B'Chanukah. So the halacha of guests who are sleeping away from home. So Aleph, Ach Sinai, it's a guest, sleeps at someone's house, She'ein Madlikin Alav Beveso. If there's nobody lighting for him at home, does it say the other half again? Right. If you have your wife lighting for you at home, then you're good. You don't have to light. It's two ways to learn it. Either you're pater, because I'll give you a chance to get scot-free. Your wife is lighting for you. Or the other way of learning is it's usher for you to light. Because you're already pater, because your wife is lighting for you. Okay, we'll see a bit more later. Again, so now, what do you do? If someone's lighting for you at home, you don't have to light when you're a guest at someone else's house and you're sleeping over. But if nobody's lighting for you at home, tzarich latet pruta lebalabayit lishtatef imo. So you have to light you're chayav to light. So how do you do it? You give some money or oil money to the balabayit, and he lights for you. When he lights, he has you in mind, and you have in mind to be yotze through him. So you give him actual, it's for the shemen, or towards the wax, whatever you're using. Okay. If you're not sure if someone's lighting for you at home, then again, you join in, or you say a bracha. You don't say a bracha though, you light without a bracha because you don't know. Or you just mishtatev anyway. And this way you're covered. Okay, let's keep reading. V'im yeshlo petach petuach. Now, let's say you have your own room, and your own room has a separate door to the outside, to the Rishos HaRabim. Okay, this doesn't apply nowadays, but if in those days, when they were worried about Chashad in those days, so if you had this, again, Yesh lo petach patuach le'atzmo, to your door, so then, sarich lahadlik bepitcho, then you light another menorah at your door without a bracha, but it's only because of Chashad. Right, people might think you're not lighting. Alpha pisha oto bait eno miyuchad el l'shena, even though you're just sleeping there. V'ochel al shulchan ba'al bait, and you're eating at the same table of where you're staying. So you're still, it's just because of chashad. And nowadays, again, we mentioned we don't have this chashad anymore because people often don't see other people lighting, and no one's going to come to think, oh, he's not lighting candles the whole night. And so too, if even a son, he's eating at his father's, if he has a separate room where you have its own doorway, so in those days there was chashad, even a son would also have to light since he has his own door, okay, to the public. Hagah, the Rama says, nowadays we light indoors, so therefore, yadlik ben makom she'ochel, just light where you're eating. In other words, there's no issue of chashad whatsoever. When we finish, we'll wrap up a little bit, put a couple things together. Okay. Such as what's optional or not optional. So bet, let's just keep reading a little. When we finish Dalet, we'll come back. Or finish Gemal. Bet. Katan shegiya lechinuch tzarich lahadlik. So someone who's a katan, who's giya lechinuch, so then he has to light. So either he has to light midin chinuch, or there is an opinion that says he's actually chayev if he lives on his own, or you can use him as a shaliach. Okay, we don't pass him that way. Has to be a gadol. But, okay. Gimel. Yesh omrim sha'afal pisha madlikin ala betoch beso. So someone say, even though someone's lighting for you at home, but you're sleeping in a place all by yourself. Right? We mentioned this case sort of earlier. You're all on your own, and no one in the house is lighting. And you look outside the windows, nobody's lighting, you're among the goyim. So what do you do? Like a hotel? So a hotel, you would be... Some point out, for a hotel, you're going to be chayav also because you're paying and there's no real baal abayit. You're the baal abayit. So it doesn't have the same din as an ach sinai. So in a hotel, you would be chayav. Although it's probably machlokas, so we'll just leave it like that. If someone's lighting for you at home, there's a lot of these cases. It's totally unclear from Chazal, Rishonim, even Achronim. They don't really discuss. Oh, there's a myriad of little details that are generally not discussed anywhere, except for either not discussed ever or just very modern poskim here and there, shaila here and there. I don't know, like what happens if both the wife and the husband are both going out of town and they're both sleeping in separate houses. Again, you get a myriad of answers. So, okay, we'll skip. Well, we'll have to focus more on the Shulchan Aruch and where it's machlokas issues. Yesh omrim shafal pisha malikan av b'tach beiso im hu b'makom she'ein bo yisrael. You're all on your own. Madlik b'vracha. So then you say a bracha, and when you light, because there's no persume nisa being accomplished with anybody else. Okay, haga. Now, ki chayev liros haneros v'chenoagin, because everyone's chayev to see the lights, and either chayev in saying the brachos, or unless you're yotzei through your wife, but you have to at least see them. If you're in a place where it's not shayach to see hadlakas haneros, then you light, even if your wife is lighting for you. V'afilu im eitzel yehudim v'roe haneros. Now the Rama adds, now this is more for the Rama's psak, that because you know the Rama paskins like the Rambam, you're allowed to have many menorahs in one house. So he writes, so even if you are staying with many Jews, im rotze lahachmir al atzmo ulahalik bifnei atzmo madlik umevarech aleihem v'chen noagin. So basically he's saying, even if you are a guest, so you learn, according to the Rama's learning, which is more based on the Rambam Shita, that since you're a guest, Chazal just gave you a way out. Just pay some money and you don't have to deal with buying and setting up the candles. But if you want to, you're allowed to. And you're allowed to say a bracha as well. So, but it happens to be the Etzem Achlokas. So, generally, the poskim of the Sfarim, they would say, you're pater. And therefore, there's no longer an obligation for you. And you can't even light and say a bracha if you want to. Again, you can light, but you can't say a bracha, really. By Ashkenazim, it's a split among the poskim of Ashkenazim. Many do say to say a bracha, just like the Rama. If you're a guest, you have the option of lighting with the bracha. That's if you're sleeping there, not just going there for dinner. There are Chasholchan and others. The Mishnah Berurah here says, it could be you are Chazal Rapater you, and you can't. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's better to light without a bracha, or call up your wife and make sure you make up with her that you're going to light before her. Have in mind you're not yotzei through her, and then jump the gun and light candles before she light candles, because until she lights her candles, you're still obligated. So that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah says you can say a bracha.
Bal karcha, you can't say. Have in mind, I'm not yotzei with those candles.
So that's the machlokas. That's exactly the machlokas, if you're able to. So safek bracha sahakal, Mishnah Berurah says not to say a bracha unless you do what he says. His way out. Just a couple of real quick things. Let's say a dormitory. What in the dormitory? So just generally by Sephardic poskim, they all say the boys are pater because they're somech hashulchan avim. Their main home is their parents. Even though most of the year they're sleeping at the dormitory, their main home is their parents. And since they're somech on them, they're pater through their parents. And since you're pater, it's actually usher to say a bracha. So for Sephardim, they would either not light or give some money to their Ashkenazi friends, or they give it to, they light without a bracha. The one caveat is, let's say you're lighting in two different time zones, kind of like what the Mishnah Berurah said. Let's say you're in different time zones, and you're not going to be lighting at the same time, so they do say you should light with the bracha. And they do say also, if you want, you can also time it, and just make sure, you know, tell your father, you know, you light first. You can light at Shkia, let's say, and your father would light at Seis. And as long as you light beforehand, they do say you are allowed to light with the bracha, if you want.
So a yeshiva bracha, for example, in Shalom Ashkenazi, should light themselves.
So that's about to get to. So for Ashkenazim in a dormitory, anywhere in the world, including Yerushalayim, they are, so generally all poskim say they're chayav to light. either minadin, because most of the year they're sleeping in the pinimia, or based on the Rambam Ramashita that says everyone's allowed to light as many times over. So, but I think most Shevet Alevi, and I think most others, most will say it's because it's a chiyuv. But anyway, so they light. They light with the bracha. So I think that's the minhag by all Ashkenazim. They light with the bracha. The only question is where to. And that's a split minhag. Or a split psak in your bedroom, cheder ochel, where. And a lot of it just really depends on the circumstances. If they're going to be there, no one's going to be there. You know, it's the same building, different building. So I'll have to save that for each individual case. What's very applicable now is, what if you're in the army? What do you do? So there, no one's living in the army, b'kfius, and at least generally speaking, and at least where it applies that no one's living there. I don't think people generally consider themselves a resident of an army base, but again, I don't know. But generally speaking, when you're in the army, you're out in the, you're, nowadays you're full of tents or under the stars. Right, or the enemy's apartment building, Shkayach. So what do you do? So we just had this in Gimel. So everybody, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, it doesn't matter. Even if your wife is lighting for you at home, you still light with the bracha on the field. Because without you, there's no one lighting. So the general psak is everyone's allowed to light. Again, should you have many or one? That's a old machlokas. But the Ikar Psak is everyone lights at least one, or everybody lights with the bracha, so that it's lit with the bracha, everyone sees it. The only machlokas comes out in the army is what about a tent? So many poskim say you still has to have a bias, you have to have a roof. So if you have a tent or a roof, you light with the bracha. If you're out in the open and there's no tent to light to, so it's a machlokas. I think most will say Safek Bracha Sahakal, but some will say to light with the bracha. Okay, that pretty much covers that. Now, let's go to Dalet. No tar, this we touched upon. No tar b'yom ha-shemini. Now you come, a separate topic. On the fifth day, you have all your leftover oil. No tar b'yom ha-shemini min ha-shem. Hatzarich l'shiur ha-dakot. You had all your leftover shemen, that's for the first 30 minutes. Some have leftover shemen from the first 30 minutes. Then you have to burn it so that you can't get hana from the mitzvah. So because for the first 30 minutes the shemen was utza for the mitzvah, but if it was the leftovers, or someone put in, or when you initially put in the oil so much more that it's going to last way more than 30 minutes beyond seis, so it's the muksa part is batel barov. So all these cases are, it's mutter anyway. By the way, someone asked me about the wicks. So the wicks is better just to put it in a plastic bag. It's really garbage, but you don't want to put it with any disgusting garbage. So it has to be clean garbage.
Some save the wicks for beer
chametz. Some save it for beer chametz. Right. Okay, it's not usually an issue, but it could be. It definitely could be. Now what if it gets, you have the shemen that's asr, but then it gets mixed with other shemen, and the kosher shemen or mutter shemen is not batel b'shishim. So then, there's an opinion that says, you shouldn't add more to it, but many do say you are allowed to, because it's with all yisuri derabanan, you are allowed to be mosif lavata lechatchila. So that's a machlokas in your idea. Fine.
You can use it for another
mitzvah. Good question.
Why not?
No. I think we learned you're not allowed to, well, especially the Ramaz as against using it, even from one to another. So if it's from the first 30 minutes, so then afterwards you can do anything you want with it. Right, after 30 minutes you can use it for anything you want.
The first 30 minutes, set aside that the oil is...
No, that's... The answer is not... The answer... is still the token. But the Israel, they tarogas, since the whole issue of
Okay, Tafresh Ayin Chet. Ner Shel Shabbos Kodem Hanukkah. Okay, the next ones are going to read pretty quickly for the most part. Aleph. Mi she'ein yado masega liknot ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos. It should never happen. A person doesn't have enough money for both. Can only buy Neros Chanukah or Neros Shabbos. But maybe it's just to teach us the principle. Which comes first? Yikne ner Shabbos mipnei shalom beita. Important shalom bayis. That's number one. Again, all you need is one candle for eating, for Shabbos, and then if you have extra money, you don't have to, you know, if you have 11 people or two candles, whatever it is, you don't have to have, you only need one for Shabbos, and then if you have leftover, then you buy for Hanukkah. Mishnah Berurah says, it's actually better if you have enough for 10 candles, spend more for Shabbos than for Hanukkah, because that's Mahadran Mina Mahadran. Anyway, but essentially Shabbos comes first. V'im yesh lo shel Shabbos v'ein lo ner Chanukah. You have for Shabbos, but you don't have for ner Chanukah. Ula yayin ula kiddush hayom. You don't have enough for all those. For Chanukah, yayin, and kiddush. What comes first? Yiknila ner Chanukah. Then comes ner Chanukah mishum pirsume nisa. That's more important than having wine for Havdalah or kiddush. Hagavu adin ner Chanukah kodem leyein Havdalah. So two before Havdalah. So just a quick recap. What's the order? It's bread for the meal. I threw that in there. Then comes Ner Shabbos, then comes Ner Chanukah, then comes Yayin for Havdalah, and then Kiddush. You learn Havdalah is more important because you can say Kiddush on bread. Okay, Tafresh Ayin Tet. Aleph. Be'erev Shabbos, what do you do on Erev Shabbos? Madliki Ner Chanukah Tchila, V'achar Kach Ner Shabbos. So first you light Ner Chanukah, and then you light Ner Shabbos. Alright. And you say all the regular brachos you would say during the week. It does, just because you light early doesn't matter. Even though if you're lighting much earlier in the day. Much earlier in the day means after plag hamincha, and you have to make sure you have enough for 30 minutes after it says. Many point out that lechatchila, again, if it makes you not miss work or ruins your day, don't do that. But if you can, then it's ideal to daven mincha first, and then go home and light candles for Chanukah, and then to accept Shabbos afterwards. Because it's not a real problem, but it looks a little bit like a tarti desatre. First, because Chanukah is for Shabbos night, and then mincha is for Friday. So you want to get things in order, and not start jumping back and forth between Friday night and Friday day. Or,
it says in Mavarach Aleim Kemoi V'chol, but don't we have a minhag of saying Maos Tzur after?
So Maos Tzur, do whatever your minhag is, but that's not part of the brachas. Now, if someone makes a mistake and they light their Shabbos candles first, we learn you're supposed to light Neros Chanukah, then you do Shabbos. What happens if you light Shabbos first? So if you're a guy, no problem, you can still light Chanukah, because the stama assumption is when you light candles, you're not accepting Shabbos. Unless beferush you accepted Shabbos, then you're stuck. You can't light. Ask someone else to do it for you.
When a man lights candles for Shabbos, he's not being mekabel Shabbos with that.
Mistama, he's not. That's the stama das. So therefore, usually they go to shul, mincha, whatever. The stama, it depends. Every person's different. So if you're different, you're different. I'm not comparing you to a lady, but for this halacha, that's fine. But when it comes, but for a lady, when she accept light candles, she does stama accept Shabbos. So she, when she lights, if she lit candles Neros Shabbos first, and she was appointed to then light Neros Chanukah, well, she can't. Unless she specifically said, I'm not accepting Shabbos. Or at least kept it in mind is probably enough. So then she has to get someone else.
Why can't she make the bracha and he do it and the other person does the lighting?
Generally we say whoever does the lighting says the bracha. And there's no reason for you to do otherwise. Taf resh pei. Shelo lehaniach anero samach ha-petach b'lel Shabbos. Aleph. B'lel Shabbos tarich litein shum davar lachutz bein haneros la-petach. Now it's really all week. But I guess it was a bit more of an issue on Erev Shabbos. When you open up the door, it can be windy outside, or the movement of the door itself could cause wind, and you don't want your neros to blow out. So make sure you have some kind of glass or some kind of a separation to protect your candles from blowing out. So that the wind doesn't blow out the candles when you open the door. And depending on the situation, it could be a psik resha, could be an iser deraisa to open up the door. By opening it, you could be blowing the candles out. So you might. So that just depends on the situation. Base. Be'erev Shabbos asur likboa haneros bedalat atzma achorei hadalet. On Erev Shabbos, because the door is, you want to open and close the door, it's usher to hang your menorah. I've never seen this, but it's usher to hang your menorah on the door itself. Because as you're opening and closing the door, you're going to be moving the oil, and apparently that will make it come closer or farther away from the wick, and it'll affect how much it draws up or less, more or less, and it could be an issue of mechabe or mavir. And the issue is not really an issue of muksa, because the door itself is chashuv, but it isn't, and it's also attached, but it is an issue of kibui and havara.
So,
the halacha is clearly yaseh.
During the week it's okay.
During the week it's as long as it won't make it blow out. Anyway, it's not really the mice, no one does this, but just you can't make it blow out. Afresh pay aleph. Ain mavdilin v'ner chanukah v'matzei Shabbos. Okay, we don't do Havdalah. You can't use the same candle for Havdalah and Neros Chanukah. Right, when you're supposed, you have to get benefit to, and when it's usher to get benefit from. Aleph. V'motzei Shabbos, ein madlikin b'ner Chanukah. So it's a motzei Shabbos, we don't do Havdalah with the Ner Chanukah. She'ein nehen l'or, you're not allowed to get benefit from it. Ein mavdilin. What did I say? Ein mavdilin, thank you. Ein mavdilin b'ner Chanukah. You can't do Avdala with the Ner Chanukah. She'ein nehenin le'oro ve'ein mevarchin al haner ad she'osu le'oro. Because you only say bracha from Baruch Mirei Ha'esh when you can actually get benefit, when you can see it, when you're close enough. You don't have to get benefit, but it has to be close enough that you could get benefit after you're seeing it. So that's the idea. And what do you do? First, base. Madliki ner Chanukah be'Beit Knesset kodom Havdala. So what do you do first? So the Shulchan Aruch just talks about the Beit Knesset. You first do Neros Chanukah, and then you do Havdala. Kodem Havdala. Okay? Everyone's going to leave and run out, so that's important. It's also Pursume Nisa. So that's... okay, and you also want to push off ending Shabbos as much as possible. So those are the three reasons why you want to do Havdalah last. However, Haggah, the Kol Shekhem Beveso, Keshamadik V'char Kach Matil, the Haggah says that's the same thing in your house. First you light, and then you do Havdalah. Shehari Kavar Hivdel Beveso Knesses, especially since you already did Havdalah. But in the home, and that is the minhag, I think, everywhere for a Beit Knesset. For people's homes, some people actually prefer to do, and I think that's what most people do, but it's a big split among the poskim. What to do first? I think by Ashkenazim it's split. The poskim, if you look it up, but I think most do the same as the Sfardim. For them, everyone agrees you do Havdalah first. So most of us, I think, we do Havdalah first. And what's the reason for that? It's more tadir, malacha. So you want to have lighting candles for the menorah. So you want to first do Havdalah before to say Havdalah before you start doing more malachas. And also, you're playing with fire. And you want to,
literally.
Right? And you want to say the bracha borei mirei ha'esh on fire as soon as possible before you start using it all night. So that's what's behind it. Okay. Maybe we'll do a little bit more, and then you'll let me know what to do next. Din al anisim b'chanaka aleph. Kol shmonasim b'chanaka omer al anisim birkas amazon birkas haaretz uvatfilo birkas modim. Here. So, for the 8 days, everyone knows we say Al Hanisim, Birkas Hamazon, right, in the second bracha, and in Tefillah in Birkas of Modim, because it's a Hodah, it's all about saying thank you. Some point out, I saw in Yalkut Yosef, that you shouldn't rush through Al Hanisim to make it to Kedusha, if you're but whatever, it all depends how much you have to rush or not, you don't want to lose Kavana either, it's not worth it. And so that's why it's there, because of, it's all about Hoda, so that's why you put it into Modim, and that's why it's in the Noda, the second bracha. Now, it's not in Me'ein Shalosh, right? We don't mention it during Me'ein Shalosh. So just a few quick reasons why don't we mention it Alanisim in Me'ein Shalosh, like Ala Mechia. So one of them is because Alanisim is only their Rabbanan, so they weren't as makbid for it. Also, it's not mentioned in the Bavli, it's only mentioned in Yerushalmi. Another reason is it's reshut, it's only optional to say Al Hanisim. So for Me'ein Shalosh, they were less makbid. Me'ein Shalosh, we only have things that you're asking for. And this is pure Hoda'a when we say Al Hanisim. So it doesn't exactly fit in. Another one is, it's not Me'akeh Bedievet in Tfilah. So that we're about to see. And let's see that here. V'imlo Amar, and if you didn't say Al Hanisim, you never have to go back. But if you realize in the middle of that same bracha, before you say Baruch Ata Hashem, right? Kol zman shelo hizkir et Hashem, hafila nizkar bein ata l'Hashem chozer. Once, nizkar bein ata l'Hashem chozer. As long as you say Baruch Ata Hashem, then you can go back. Once you say Shem Hashem, you don't say Lam Deni Chukecha. You already said Hashem's name, you finish off the bracha, and you missed Al Anisim.
Baruch Ata.
Yes.
If you say Baruch Ata, you go back. Yeah. If you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you don't go back anymore. That's the line. Haga Yeshorim Kishashacha Kalanisim Rikas Amazon Kishamagi Allah Harachaman Yomar Harachaman Yaselanu Nisim Venifas Kishem Shasit Lavatein Abimahem Osmanazev Bimei Mati Tiyahu. So if you forget it, you could just say it later on at the end of Tefillah. They say also, or at the end of benching, but just say it as like a Harachaman. Yeah, I think we'll stop.